sounds like a lot of fun. I've wanted to do a million and one things in life. The problem is I would like to do about 400 years worth of stuff. I have about 100 years to live. I'm 26 at this point, and I've crammed absolutely everything that I can in at least 26 short years. I've lived life to the fullest, and if I had a chance, I'd spend a long time with music and do... I'd like to get into some bands and stuff, but it's just... with everything else that I want to do in my life, I'll never make that. There's not enough years in my life to do everything that I want to do, and that's just one of the things I'm not going to get to do, I don't think. So, I wish I could. I'm sure that I could. But it takes a lot of time and dedication, too, to get really good at music, and I just haven't done that yet. I just played with it.
Yep. Well, I tell you like I tell everybody else who asks me, well, how long do you have to play to be good? And I just look at them like, how long, you ask? How long, you ask? Okay. So I tell them like this. I said, the first year, you're going to play that thing. You're going to eat, sleep, and breathe harmonica. By year number two, you can slack off a little bit. By year three, you should be pretty good to where you can pretty much pick it up and drop it and be okay. And they look at me like, you're crazy. I said, might be, but that's what I had to do. And I'm still not as good as like John Popper or, daggummit, what's his name? Oh, mercy. Some of them other crazy harmonica players over the years, I still can't master some of the stuff they do, but... George Thacker, that's another good one. But Buddy Green from the Gaithers, guys like that. I'm still not to that caliber, but I can hold my own pretty good.
The sky's the limit. There's a million different ways to play it, just about. All kinds of different techniques, all kinds of different styles. There's so many different ways to play a harmonica, so many different types of harmonica. The only other instrument that I know of that comes close to that is guitar, as far as how many different types there are, how many different styles of playing, and the different uses that they've got. The only other instrument that I know of like that is guitar. There's only so much you can do with a violin or a viola or a cello or a piano or... Okay, so you can do lots of different things, but not as many different things as you can with harmonicas and guitars. Those have so many different uses and so many different types. Sky's the limit with that. You'll never learn it all.
Yep, that's right. So at the end of the day, I just tell folks like this. I do what I do, I play what I play, and I'm happy with it, and I just call her done right there. But I can tell you, also, if you look on my QRZ page, I've got a link to my YouTube channel, and I've got about 40 or 50, I can't remember how many music videos, and you can kind of get a feel for what I do there. And I don't know if you ever got into the whole Hannah Montana crap. I didn't until I had a YouTube subscriber challenge me to play the song by Rascal Flatts called Backwards. And usually when somebody gives me a song that's tied into a movie or a TV episode, I will watch it just to get an idea of how it was used. That is the only episode of that crap I have actually seen, and it was the movie, and that's just because it had that song in there. But, needless to say, when I got done with that, he was like, wow. Because I listened to it. I kind of nitpicked it to make sure I had the right key before I fired the camera up. But I literally played that song in one take.
So Flats does it. What's the name of the song again?
It's called Backwards. It's basically what you get when you play a country song backwards. You get your dog back, you get your house back, you know, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, it's called Backwards by Rascal Flatts.
I know that song really, really, really well. Yeah, I know a lot of songs. I definitely know that one. That's pretty neat. But speaking of music and stuff, it's by the call sign KJ4WZM, forgot to ID. Artist that is a particular inspiration to me. Her stage name is Dea. I'm trying to remember one of her more popular ones that she's done. But she taught herself piano when she was extremely young, like a toddler or whatever. And since then, she's played just about every musical instrument there is to play out there, and she's a really, really good singer as well. She's from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She's 21 years old now, but she's been doing music for quite a while. The Chainsmokers have a song called Don't Let Me Down, and she is the singer of that. Most people at this point, no matter where in the world they are, have heard that song. But she is a young artist, 21 years old, and she has gone farther than I could ever imagine to go in music. So many different musical instruments she's already learned to play. She could do any music, any instrument in any band pretty much at this point.
Yep, I know exactly who you're talking about. KK4RQO, for those out yonder who'd like to hear it. Oh, mercy. But, well, I'm going to go ahead and make this my final. I just looked at the clock, so yeah, and my cat's over here rolling his eyes at me. Like, yeah, I'm ready to go to bed, so. Anyhow, yeah, I'm going to look at your video before I crash out for the evening, morning, whatever. Yeah, if you just let me know what you want to do about the Super 64. It's sitting here in my cabinet right above my radio. And if nothing else, come on by the old homestead. I'd like to put a face with the call and the name.
That's good. Give me 1 second. I am looking up roughly where you're from. Bummer. Well, I'll come by sometime for sure. I was looking to see if I could line that up with one of my runs through Georgia, because I go down to Georgia a good bit truck driving, but that is kind of out of my way. So I'll have to make that a personal trip for sure. I'll lay an eyeball and a handshake on you sometime. I'll probably buy that harmonica because I really like mine. And it's missing. It's been missing for over a year now. And I really miss playing it. But Hunter makes a good one. Mine was a Suzuki, same level grade of harmonica. That video, you can just pretty much laugh at it. I was attempting to play a song that required way more skill than what I had at that moment. I used to be able to play that song just fine, but I hadn't played in so long, and I was rusty, so I just picked up my harmonica and played it and kind of regretted it afterwards, but I still had a video of it anyways. I can... I rushed through it too fast. Anyways, he can just laugh at that video. But I really can get good. It just takes me a couple weeks to brush up and get better. I just play it here and there, like an hour a day or whatever, and I tell you what, it's a night and day difference a week or two later from not playing to just, brushing up on it a little bit every day. It makes a key point in time, and I was much better at it than what I am right now, but I can get it back pretty quick still. Anyways, good talking to you, and you got my number at this point. Well, I'll catch up with you. 73C, KJ4WZM. I'll still be around if anyone else is, otherwise I'll clear off of here.
KJ4HXB, Caddy 73's to you, buddy. We'll talk. Let's try to do the rag 2 tomorrow night.
That key for that I could make it flow. But if I did, I would do it in a heartbeat and dedicate it to that rude person who wrote that comment. Because I was like, wow.
Was it?
Hey, what was the comment? What was it?
Oh, right shortly after I started my YouTube channel, I did a cover of Creed, My Own Prison. Are you familiar with the song?
Not certain.
Well, some lyrics from it then. No appeal on the docket today, just my own sin. Let's see. Anyways. I forget. But anyways, yeah, if you Google Creed, My Own Prison, you it might ring a bell for you. I'm sure, just like say, there's some songs out there that you'd know if you heard it. But anyway, the comment was something to the effect of, and I'd have to look back through to see. But this person basically wrote, "For the love of God, please don't do any more Creed covers." And I thought to myself, if I found one that I made flow as good as that one did, I would do it just to ruffle their feathers.
I am looking at that song right now. No, I have actually not heard that one before. So I'll check out your YouTube channel sometime. Well, 73C, good talking to you. Thanks for coming back and talking harmonicas and stuff. That's really neat to find someone else who still does that. KJ4WZM.
Get 4HXB 73C. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
73 Earl, I didn't mean to hog the thing. The harmonica is kind of like small engines. Once to get going, I just kind of zone out there. I hope whatever's going on with that repeater gets situated, because I don't think I've ever had an issue this bad where I had to resort to Echolink that quick. But anyways. 73, y'all. We'll catch you later. KK4, RQO clear, and QRT.
KJ4WZM, you hanging around or are you going to bed?
I'm in my desk off. I'll be here for a little while.
Cool.
I cleaned my nasty desk off. Everybody's gone out. Cody's gone. Richard never came in. He missed a good rag chew. And I'm just sitting here cleaning.
Hey, you ride motorbikes too, right?
Yeah.
I have a Ninja 300. I bought it so I could learn how to ride. I've had it now for, I'm trying to think, I've got it April 10th, May, June, July, 3 months. I've had it 3 months. I've put 9,000 miles on it.
Yeah, I got a Street Guide Custom. It's got 6,000 miles on it, and I've had it since 2015.
Okay. Street Glide. I like the Road Glide. I wouldn't mind having one of them. I've thought about it. I was looking at Triumph bikes today. I like all kinds of different bikes for all kinds of different reasons. Once I have the money, I'll never be able to have enough bikes. Bikes are a lot of fun, and each one's different. Each one's got their own personality and their own purpose. It's hard to just buy one. I have an addiction to vehicles. I don't think I'll ever break it. It's better than having addictions to any other stuff, but vehicles is my weakest link. I love vehicles. If it runs, I want it. Doesn't matter what it is. 18-wheeler, bicycle, motorcycle, cars, pickups, SUVs. I like the best stuff, too. I like quality stuff.
Roger that. Yeah, I hadn't rode a whole lot. We was at Bike Week in Myrtle Beach last year and watched one of my buddies get hit by a 16-year-old, and it killed him dead on a hammer.
That's really, really, really sad. I've never, ever seen anybody get hit on a motorcycle, but I know it happens all the time. I've been hit. I got rear-ended in Asheville. I got really mad, too. It was so stupid. I was waiting for a vehicle in front of me to turn left on a two-lane road. Someone came up behind me and didn't really pay any attention and ran right into the back of me. I was really mad. I was not hurt, so that's good. But I was like, what in the world? People just don't pay attention. Very frustrating.
KK4HXB Friday. Yeah, that's good that you come out and didn't get hurt. Yeah, that's another good day. Yeah, well, I ride a good bit, but, you know, when you see your best friends get hit by 16-year-old coming out of the school parking lot, wasn't paying attention.
Upsetting. Horrible. And I'm really sorry you had to see that. Oh, man.
It ain't my first radio. I've seen it before, so know, it wasn't traumatizing.
I've seen so much stuff in my life, I don't think there's very much left that could be traumatizing to me anymore because I've seen so much. It's just horrible. After a while, you just kind of get used to seeing bad wrecks, people getting killed by stuff. It just, I don't know how to explain it. Eventually, you somehow inadvertently depersonalize the entire situation. That's really the only way to get through it. And once you figure out how to do that, like, it'll bother you that it happened or whatever, but I don't know. It's like I've literally found a way with that type of stuff to depersonalize it just so I can get past it. And it doesn't bother me.
Roger that. Kick your 4-H XB Friday. You just a young whippersnapper. You ain't seen nothing. 90 days. You're going to see some stuff you ain't never seen.
What do you mean?
Well, just remember what I told you. 90 days. Get you 3 B's, beans, band-aids, and bullets, because you're going to see a civil war in this country.
Heck of it right now. Yep, I'm aware of that. Yeah, and it's not good because I have a highway job. I go out and I see everything. I go down there every day. I see lots of crashes all the time. So far, never seen protesters, but my job might be worth my life sometime real soon because of how stupid people are going to get.
Yeah, put you some food up because you're going to need it. I say by the end of the year, you're going to see the grocery store shut down and everything else. Grocery stores, gas pumps, they've already manipulated everybody to where they got to wear a mask. So they try to manipulate everybody now.
Ah, crap. It sounds bad. I all but refuse to wear one. I go into all the states that you're required to wear a mask. I walk into businesses where you're required to wear a mask, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't know. It irks me a whole lot. Sir, you have to put your mask on. I don't have one. Are you selling them? No, but you have to have. I'm from out of state. We don't have that mask rule. I had no reason to own one before walking into your business. Unless you're going to provide me with one. But, sir, I'm sorry. Unless you're going to provide me with one. It always gets ugly.
And worse, like I said, 90 days, you're going to see stuff you ain't never seen.
The 1800s. I wasn't around to see it. 200 years later, round two. Uglier. Same thing that happened 200 years ago. Unfair government.
Hey, F4HXB Friday.
PM Friday.
Need to put you some food up. I say by end of September, October, you won't have no grocery stores.
So it'll get real ugly. Real ugly. Good thing is, I live outside city limits.
Well, ugly. Kick it for retakes, me, Friday. Yeah, you just, if you got a family, you need to put some beans up.
I ain't got no wife. I ain't got no kids. I ain't got no girlfriend right now. It's just me. So I'm in good shape. I just have to worry about myself. All my siblings are grown. They can take care of themselves. My parents are grown. They can take care of themselves. I just got to look out for me right now. As bad as that sounds, that's the fact. I should be all right.
Dory.
I take away all the food out of the grocery stores and stuff like that. I can go outside and I can get me my own food.
Yeah, but you got to realize one thing. When you got 500 people thinking the same thing that you thinking, how far is that going to go?
I live outside city limits, but there's too many population fishing. There's too much population out here. The food will run out real quick.
You don't even have a clue. Need to put you up some fuel. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go fill my gas cans up tomorrow. I didn't use them, but I'm going to go fill them up, put it up. Put you up a few gallons of gas for your cars and get some kerosene and hit some of these antique stores and buy some oil lamps.
Fight gets 50 to 80 miles to the gallon, but it's also easy to steal. Really easy to steal. And my pedal bicycle, it runs on me. And I have a 100-mile range in between 5 and 6 hours on that, regardless of the terrain, whether it's in the mountains or on level ground. 100 miles, I can get on that bike right now. I go 100 miles.
I had a buddy of mine tell me he lives in one of the housing developments here in TR. Said that BLM came through his neighborhood filming last week, the week before last. So what's that tell you?
Ain't no way. They're lucky they didn't get shot rolling through Traveler's Rest, and I don't care where you are in that town.
Tell everybody, I said, you don't get up here messing with these old rednecks. These rednecks will do something nasty. But yeah, he told me, he says, he lives in a nice housing development back on the backside of Green Valley. And he said they rode through with cameras and filming.
Because the mess of the wrong people. If they're prospecting for future trouble, they have no idea who they're messing with and the extent that those people will take to defend themselves and their rights.
Yeah, well, you gotta think about the neighborhood that who was riding through. Most of these people don't even own any bam-bams.
Gotcha. Still traveling the rest. For obvious BLMs, and they showed up on the street that I live on, they would not make it to the other side.
Think like I do.
You know who lives on this street? Ain't one or two of them.
Ain't the same. Probably tonight, I got some stuff I need to do here before I go to bed. And I'll give you a call tomorrow. I got your number written down here. And see if the wife wants to ride down to Greenville. So, I got some things I got to do in the early morning, late afternoon. So maybe we can hit it. Let me see. It takes, it's 12 miles. I get 4HXB Friday. It's like 12 miles round trip. And we'll shoot for it if I can talk her into it.
Well, 12 miles is pretty easy.
I'll call you tomorrow afternoon. KK4HXB, I'm gonna sign off.
KJ4WZM, I'm gonna sign off too. I should go to bed. I have no idea why I'm still awake. So then I randomly slept for 2 hours late this afternoon for no reason. Good night. Hope we see you tomorrow. KJ4WZM, 73s.
KK4HXB, 73s, I'm gone.